that he came to save us, everybody, but us in particular this morning, from our sins. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." What really matters is that Jesus, who is God, came to be with us. God with us. I was reading something the other day, and in particular this was about the wise men. And the author, I can't even remember for sure who it was, but the author said something along the lines of, he was talking about the star that led the wise men. And he said something along the lines of that he thought the star appeared because God wanted to be found. And when I read that, I'd never really thought about it that way before. And it just sort of struck a note with me. And so now for two or three weeks, I've known that I wanted to preach this message about finding God, about God wanting to be found. And I was reminded of the verse in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, where it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Levi and Katie sometimes will come over to the house, and they like to play hide and seek. They like to play hide and seek, boo, but that's a whole different game. But Katie's not very good at hide and seek. She'll go hide, but she'll laugh, or she'll giggle, or she'll cry out to the seeker, "Hey, I'm in here." Or she'll just get up and go wherever the seeker... She wants to be found. Isn't that what we just read about God? Again, Isaiah 55, 6. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." In Acts 17, 27, the Bible says that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. God is not far from any one of us. Jesus came, Emmanuel, God with us. And when he ascended into heaven, he said, he told just the disciples before he left, he said, "I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, so that God is with us still." God wants to be found. And so I hope that this Christmas season, saved and unsaved alike, will seek after God. Because if you'll seek him, you'll find him, because he wants to be found. And the way that we seek him, we find the pattern for that with the three wise men. Matthew chapter 2, starting in verse 1. "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born, king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.' When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." First of all, I want us to notice that the wise men followed the star. These guys were magicians or astrologers. It was sort of a combination. They were the wise men of their area. Probably came from Persia. We don't know for sure. But they had studied the Hebrew scriptures, and they knew from the Hebrew scriptures that a king was to be born for the Jewish people, for all people, although they probably understood it as the Jewish people. And so somehow when this star appeared, they knew somehow that that star signified the birth of this king. So they followed the star to where the king was. God gave them the star. God put the star in the sky because he wanted to be found. You realize if he'd have never put the star up there, the wise men would have never known that the king was born. They would have never known where the king was. They couldn't have followed the star. They couldn't have found the king. So God had to have put the star in the sky because he wanted to be found. Now, God has given us, mankind and us individually, all kinds of signs of his existence. And he does that because he wants us to find him. He sent us the signs of nature. God reveals himself in nature. I talked a little bit about this Wednesday night. I'll just do part of it. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Listen, all you have to do is look around at nature, and if you're honest, you'll realize that there must be a designer, there must be a creator. I mean, this just couldn't happen from a big bang. That's ridiculous. If you look at the human body, you'd have to understand there must have been a designer. Look at the way our bodies function, our brain and the heart and the... I read someplace one time, and I forget, but there were hundreds of miles of veins and arteries in the human body. And yet they're all in the right place to carry the blood to and from the heart to make the body function, the brain function. You'd have to acknowledge, if there was a machine as complicated as the human body, everybody would know somebody designed and made that machine. Well, if we look at the human body, we have to know somebody designed and created this body. God has revealed himself to us in nature. He reveals himself to us in the Scriptures. John 5:39 says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." I don't know what word to use. But we get caught up or discouraged or confused or something sometimes about God. Well, what's God like? Listen, if you want to know what God is like, read his book. Right? I mean, if you want to know something about Abraham Lincoln, you read a book about Abraham Lincoln. If you want to know something about whatever it is, you read a book. Or nowadays, I guess we get on the internet and look it up. If you want to know about God, read his book. His character is revealed in his book. I've talked about the little phrase, "What would Jesus do?" And boy, don't we stew over that? Oh, I just wonder what God would do in this situation. Read his book. It's there. Oh, I just wonder if God really loves me. I'm just not sure. You know, life is just not what I thought it would be. And read his book. His book proves that he loves us. His book shows his character. His book tells us what God would do. His book guides us to do what God would do. If you want to know about God, read his book. He has revealed himself in the Scriptures. God shows himself with the Holy Spirit. John chapter 15, verse 26 says, "But when the Comforter," that's the Holy Spirit, "when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will reveal God. He'll reveal Jesus. One of the works of the Holy Spirit, John 16:8 tells us that one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to reprove the world of sin. Every person, every single living person who has ever lived or whoever will live, who reaches the age of accountability, the Holy Spirit of God somehow touches that individual, convicts us of our sins, and draws us to Jesus Christ because God wants to be found. Amen. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me, because I want you to find me. So I'm going to show myself to you. I'm going to reveal myself to you, and I'm going to draw you to me, because God wants to be found." The wise men followed the star, and the star led them to Jesus. If we'll follow the signs will lead us to Jesus. Next, I want you to notice that after they found him, they worshiped him. Matthew 2:11 says, "And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." I want us to notice how we worship. Listen, this is the last couple of things. Well, I guess, I'm not going to say it's pretty good, but listen, it's the Bible. It's pretty good. But pay attention to this verse and notice how they worshiped Jesus. First of all, they fell down. The Bible says that when they found the young child and Mary, his mother, they fell down. They humbled themselves before the king. And then, and I think I like this the best, says they worshiped him and they opened their treasures. Now, I don't think I'd ever noticed that before. Isn't it funny how you can read a verse for time after time after time and not notice something? They opened their treasures. We always talk about the gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but they were their treasures. Listen, Jesus was a king. They knew he was a king. They may have misunderstood his kingdom. They may have misunderstood what he had come to do, but they knew he was a king. And you don't give junk to a king. You don't bring leftovers to the king. You bring your treasures to the king. And so they brought their treasures and they presented unto him gold and frankincense and myrrh. When we follow the signs, we will find God. And when we find God, we should worship God. We should humble ourselves before him. And the way we humble ourselves before God is to confess that we are sinners, to acknowledge that we are unworthy to find him, to be in his presence, but trust his grace and trust his love and receive his forgiveness, because he'll give it to us if we'll ask us. And then listen, we need to open unto him our treasures. You know, I've seen this so many times, and I'm sure I've probably done it myself before. We don't give God, we don't offer God our best a lot of times. We offer God our leftovers. Really, honestly now, whatever is used up or worn out, boy, I think God could use that. He could probably really make something out of that. That's not, you know what, that's not worship. That's negotiation. Really, in our minds we're thinking, well, now I'll offer God this thing that I don't really need, but maybe he doesn't know that I don't need it. It's all used up and worn out, but maybe he doesn't realize it's used up and worn out, so I'll give that to him, man. I'll take that to him, and maybe he'll give me whatever it is that I want. That's not worship. That's negotiation. That's an insult to God. There's a passage of scripture I can't remember it. I wish I would have looked it up, but I didn't think of it till just now. It's in the Old Testament where one of the prophets is telling the children of Israel, bring your used up stuff, your junk to the king, and see what he does with it. See, that's what we do to God. We bring our used up stuff and our junk and our leftovers. We clean out the garages of our life and we bring it to God and say, "Boy, here it is. Well, I'm so glad to give it to you. Aren't you glad to get it?" You know what? He's not. When God searched through heaven to find someone worthy to die on the cross of Calvary and to redeem us from our sins, he didn't pick the lowliest angel. He didn't pick something used up and worn out and not precious. He chose his son, his only son. He gave us his treasure. He gave us the very best that he had. And he expects from us, he demands from us, and he will only receive from us our treasure. The very best that we have, all that we are. Don't hold anything. If you're going to serve God, serve God. If you're going to play around with him, just don't bother. Christianity is an all or nothing proposition. We either give God all that we are, all that we have, and all of our life and all of our service, and He won't take anything else. We cannot negotiate with Him. We don't negotiate with God. We worship God. We open to Him our treasures, and we give all that we have to Him. That's what the wise men did. They're called wise men because they followed the star, and they worshiped the King, and they gave Him their treasures. And then they did one more thing. They followed God's way home. I like this too. Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Herod had told the wise men when the wise men came. By the way, did you notice that Herod was troubled when he heard the words that the King had been born? It was only the wise men, even the religious leaders. It says all of Jerusalem was troubled. Even the Jews, even the religious leaders in Jerusalem, they were troubled. This King is here. What in the world are we going to do? Well, the world today is troubled, isn't it? Boy, Jesus isn't born. What in the world are we going to do? We'll serve Him. Do what the wise men did. So God warned the wise men, said, don't go back to Herod. His intentions are not good. We know that Herod intended to kill Jesus because he was a child king. And so God warned the wise men, don't go back. And I want you to know that there had to have been a decision-making process with the wise men. You don't disobey the king. In particular, you didn't disobey Herod. Herod was ruthless and cruel. Herod killed at least two of his own sons to keep them from taking the throne. Isn't that something? He was afraid his sons, obviously who's going to succeed the throne after Herod's going to be one of his sons, but he didn't want him to do it too soon, so he killed them. Those who did not worship Herod were imprisoned or killed. Those who disobeyed Herod were imprisoned or killed. The wise men, if they didn't go back to him, it was life-threatening for them. Now, the truth is, probably had they gone back to Herod and told him where the child king was, he probably would have killed the wise men. After all, they worshiped Jesus, not Herod. They had gone to the child king. They had given the child king their worship and their treasures. Why didn't they give that to Herod? He probably would have killed him. But there were more than two ways home. There was more than going back to Herod, and there was more than following God. They could have gone a separate direction. They could have gone a different way. There were many ways back to Persia. But they chose to follow God, and God took them safely home. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. John chapter 14, verse 6, you know this verse. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Listen, there's lots of ways to live your life. And God has given us the freedom and the choice to choose what way we live. But every way except God's way leads to destruction. Jesus is the only way to eternal life in heaven. Jesus is the only way to salvation. But if we will follow His way, He'll take us safely, joyfully home to eternal life in heaven. Isn't that what you want? That's what I want. It's not an easy journey. It's not an easy trip. It may be there will be sorrow. There will be problems. There will be difficulties. It may be life-threatening. For many Christians, the Christian walk, the way that God has led them, has been life-threatening. For many Christians, the way that God has led them has cost them their life. But everyone who has followed God, He has taken safely home, joyfully home. Would you stand with me this morning? Sheriff, you'll come and play a song.